So one thing we didn't mention is each of you, who he was ever facing, had to remember that bit of the Bible passage. So I hope you all remembered it. Oh, here we are at Morisset Baptist Church, another celebration, another party. I don't know about you, but we always seem to be celebrating something here at the church. I'm wondering whether it's getting out of hand. We're going to be back here again before the month is out, celebrating all the good things that have been happening in the grown-up part of the church as well. So there just seems to be this endless run of celebrations that we have at the church. And even though we've got so much to celebrate, I'm wondering whether it's starting to get a bit much. I'm starting to think that, though. I'm just starting to think we're celebrating all the time. And I don't just mean at church, I mean at home as well. There seems to be a celebration everywhere. And so what I'm starting to think is that over the next little while, we're just going to cut back a little. Okay, I think it's probably time to cut back and let's just settle things down a little. And to start with, what I thought is maybe we could start cutting back on birthdays. Okay, so let less birthday parties, no birthday parties. Maybe next year we won't have any birthdays, any birthday party. Who likes that idea?
Yes.
Yeah, a few of the oldies like that idea. No, look, let's to be fair, let's pick a couple of random months that if you're in this month, you can have a birthday, but all the others can't. So maybe October. So if you're born in October, you can have a birthday. Yeah, I thought you'd be happy about that. Or maybe August. You know, August would be another month that we, because my wife and I have birthdays in August and October, but they are random. I just randomly chose that. So that's one idea I had, that we would just cancel birthdays. Maybe anniversaries. We don't need anniversaries, do we? Anniversaries, they're all mushy anyway. That's just mum and dad celebrating when they got married and stuff, and it's just all a bit mushy and horrible. So we don't need anniversaries. You agree with that? So we'll cut out those. Do we need Mother's Day? No, we don't. We probably don't need Mother's Day. Particularly, Father's Day is probably more important, so we'll keep Father's Day. We'll keep Father's Day, cancel Mother's Day. And that's one of the ideas I was thinking. Okay, so, and then how about this one? How about rather than having Christmas every year, we'll only have it Christmas every second or third year? I actually tried that in our house. I said one year we would just celebrate Christmas but not have any presents, and the next year we'd have presents. And boy, oh boy, was I in trouble in our household when I suggested that. So, now where are we going up to? Sure you'll all agree. We'll cut back on anniversaries, cut back on birthdays, Christmas and Easter. So I'm wondering, I'd like you just to chat between yourselves for a minute. You have to cancel two celebrations a year, okay? What two would you pick? Okay, if you had to cancel two celebrations a year, which two would you cancel?
Halloween.
Okay, Halloween's gone. Anyone? Thanksgiving. Not going to be thankful. Australia Day. And Halloween. Why would you get rid of Australia Day? Sorry? April Fool. April Fool's Day. I'm not sure that's quite a celebration. So as an example, just to show you how many celebrations we have, whose birthday is in January? Put your hand up in January. All right, so, not too many. Oh, there's a few in January, so we'd have to have parties in January, February. Yeah, we have to have parties in February. I'm hoping there's a month here where we don't. March? No marches? Chelsea. Yeah. April? Oh, a lot of April. May? Yeah, June? July? Oh, really? Yeah. Two. You have two in July. There you go. August, September, October. Who goes skydiving when they have a birthday in October? Oh, yeah, that's Penny. November. There is. And you're not going to guess what I'm going to say last. December. Well, how about that? So we need a party every single month for all of that. So I have to say that I'm not a fan of actually cutting back on celebrations. I really like celebrations to a point where I started a tradition in our household and now with our grandkids of we actually have half birthdays. Okay, so not only do we have birthdays, but we have half birthdays as well. Because when kids are small, they like to tell you that they're 3 1/2 or 4 1/2. So I figured if they like saying it, we've got to have a half birthday. I'm not sure their mum and dad thought that was a good idea, and I'm probably going to get in trouble a bit here because a few other people think it's not a good idea. You go for it, kids. You ask when your half birthday is, all right? You go for it. All right? You go for it. Half birthdays. Half birthdays are a good thing, okay? You go for it. But what I really want to talk about is most people think we're really good at celebrating, and we are pretty good at celebrating things. But I have to tell you, in this little book, the Bible, they were always celebrating things. Most people look at this and think, oh, that's just a boring old book that just talks about rules and regulations. And in fact, if you ever want a good sleep, then start reading this and you'll fall asleep. And that might be true in some bits. But this is actually a book that is full of celebrations. In fact, right from Genesis all the way through, what you keep reading about is all the celebrations that they used to have at different times. God seemed to like people having a party. And so there were festivals and rules and all those sort of things that they used to have. They used to celebrate God's goodness. And that's what we want to celebrate as well. We want to celebrate God's goodness. So, I want to tell you what makes me really sad now. You got the good bit. Now we're going to have the sad bit. What makes me really, 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 did I say really? Really sad is when grown-ups, so I'm looking at you all now, okay, is when grown-ups get to the point of starting to be miserable about everything. What they do is they go, oh, this is wrong and that's wrong and I'm not feeling very well today and I haven't got enough money in the bank and the kids are causing me problems. And so every day, rather than being thankful, people start to get this idea that I need to find a new way to be miserable. Oh, there must be another way. I've thought of everything, and I've been to the doctor 18 times this week, so there must be some other way I can be miserable. And so grown-ups tend to find ways in which they can be more and more miserable. And I really get annoyed by that, because there's actually no reason why any day should not be a day in which we celebrate and we praise God for all his goodness for us. We read, or actually, you read, and well done, thank you for that. We actually had read for us a psalm that was written by a king, King David. And in that, he actually tells us just how much we should celebrate. You'll be interested to note, he didn't say we just should celebrate Christmas and Easter. Well, he didn't say that because Christmas and Easter hadn't been invented yet. Because Jesus didn't come around for another 2,000 years. But he didn't just say we should celebrate on Sundays. What he actually said in that is, I will praise your name. This is what he's saying of God. I will praise your name forever and ever. He was not planning on stopping. Every day I praise you. Now, here's the challenge for all you grown-ups and for your kids as well. How many of these last 7 days did you start or have some significant moment in your day where you said, you know what, I chose to praise God today. I know that God's been good to me, so even though the back's playing up a little, even though I've got a bit of a cold, even though the leg's a bit sore, even though I went to the bank and they refused to give me money, something about I didn't have any money in there, I wonder whether you still picked a moment in each day and said, but I choose to praise you, God, because your goodness to me is amazing. King David found a way in which he could praise God every day. And the other thing that was read in that passage is he actually said, not only am I going to praise God, but I'm going to make sure my kids and my grandkids praise God as well from one generation to the next. So here's the problem. If we're all grumpy and we like to whinge about all the stuff that's happening to us, guess what our kids hear? Guess what our grandkids hear? And before long, they think the right way to act is to be miserable. the right way to do is complain about things. And yet God has actually said what we need to do is we need to be thankful every day. So I want you to know, do your kids, do your grandkids, do they know that you're actually really, really thankful and you really praise God all the time? Because anything less means they're thinking they don't have to either. We need to celebrate and we need to be prepared to do that every day. I think that's a great challenge for us to see how we stand up with that. I want my kids, I want my grandkids to know how much I love God. Now, there are days when I do feel a little less than joyful. Actually, it happens most days when I turn up here and I have to talk to Mitch and others. I get a bit grumpy. There are some tough days. And in those days, I have to make a choice to remember the things I'm thankful for. And the things that I'm really thankful for is what God has done for me through Jesus Christ. When I remember that I had done a lot of things wrong, a lot of sins, a lot of horrible stuff, Jesus Christ saved me, that puts a smile on my face, and I think that's a good reason on this day to praise God. So, if you can't think of a good reason to praise God, then can I encourage you to just stop for a minute and just say to yourself, I know there is a God who loves me. I know there is a God who would do anything for me. And so today, even in the midst of my struggles, I choose to worship you. I choose to praise you. I choose to celebrate. So let's stop cutting back celebrations. Let's make celebrations a part of our everyday. How about we pray together and thank God for his goodness? Father, today we've got every reason to celebrate. Even as we come here today and hear these young people here in the church and they're playing and having fun and celebrating, that gives us good reason to thank you for your goodness to us. Father, we recognise that sometimes we give a really bad message to our youth and to our young people. The message we give is that life's miserable. And yet, Father, that's really not the truth. So would you help us to have a joy in our heart, a joy in our spirit, and may we be willing to speak that out every day so that our kids, our grandkids, the people around us all know that we absolutely love life, we love being your children, and we want to rejoice and celebrate with you every day. We pray this in Jesus' name.